ask you about the elongated skulls, like in Peru, you specialize that. I've seen your videos on that. It's just astonishing. I mean, to me, the first thing that comes to mind is alien. I mean, it's like another species of humanity with a larger skull than us. Or yeah, talk about those and what do you think they are?
Well, we did recently, actually, that's where I am right now, is in Paracas, where the elongated skulls lived. And again, it's a subject that academics don't want to look at because there are so many inconsistencies as compared to other native people in Peru. But what we found out is that they are a subspecies of human that were able to breed with humans. Their DNA seems to come from the Black Sea and Caspian Sea and Crimea area, which is halfway around the world. That's based on DNA studies. They appear to have had very light skin, dark red hair, and probably green or blue eyes. So they don't fit in with the standard people crossing the Bering Land Bridge. And they appear to have shown up about 3,000 years ago and disappeared 2,000 years ago. So the morphology of the skull, I've had many different medical personnel look at them, and they can't figure out what it is they're looking at. There are too many differences to make them any kind of disease-altering the skull. So clearly these were a people originally born with elongated skulls that migrated to the coast of Peru from somewhere else in the world. And what I'm suspecting is the Black Sea and Caspian Sea area.
Wow. That is just astonishing. I mean, a lot of ideas are going in my head. I was thinking, was this pre-cataclysm like 12,000 years ago? But no, you're saying like 3,000 years ago. Was this, yeah. And like, I was thinking with the cataclysm, some survived and like, maybe we've got to Göbekli Tepe in Turkey. We talk about that as 11,500 years old. But these elongated skulls, if they came from Europe, the Middle East, the Black Sea 3,000 years ago, I mean, it's just astonishing. And was their brain capacity bigger than our brains? Like, were they more intelligent?
Well, their brain capacity in some cases was 25 to 30% larger than ours. So, and the brain did fill the cavity. So it's not like there was an air gap or something. Also, the shape, with the elongation shape, it means the organization of the brain may have been quite different from what ours is. They had no form of technology whatsoever, but they were very advanced in terms of their agricultural and textile skills, like on a very extreme level, especially taking into account that this part of the world gets a quarter to half an inch of rain a year. So being able to farm in a productive way meant they had to access underground streams and rivers that actually come from the Andes. So they were also responsible for most of what we call the Nazca lines and geoglyphs. So hundreds of years before the Nazca existed, the Paracas people were creating hundreds, if not more than 1,000, of these geoglyphs and lines that you can only see from the air. The mystery of them still keeps going, and I plan to do more DNA testing as time goes on.
Wow, that just gives me lots of theories. Like, one if they're more spiritually advanced, like they didn't need much technology with that brain capacity. And I think there's definitely evidence that brain size is reflective of intelligence. Like, larger brains means more intelligence. There's been studies for 100 years on that. So were they perhaps more spiritually advanced, intuitive, and they did this farming? Maybe I don't want to get into conjecture and theory so much, but I like to do that on the Brian Ruse Show. And any theories, any more theories you just want to, or any conjecture about that?
Well, because technically they were like a Bronze Age, Stone Age people, they were able to build very big pyramidal structures out of adobe clay. There's still some in the area that exist that would have taken hundreds, if not thousands, of people to build. So they were a very spiritually oriented people. No sign of tools that were specifically made as weapons. So they seem to have been a very peaceful culture. And my theory is that they were exterminated actually by the Nazca. The Nazca seem to have come from the north during a time of increasing drought, and entered the Paracas territory, and I think exterminated the the royal class who were the ones that had the elongated skulls, because everything goes downhill from that point on. The textiles become rougher, the ceramics become cruder, their ability to produce food dwindles to the point where the Nazca actually had to abandon the area about 600 AD. They are, the Paracas are my favorite culture because of all of these inconsistencies. And as far as I can tell, no academics have been studying these people since about the 1960s, which is very odd, you know, since they were such a strange subspecies of human, with all, you know, with red hair and light colored skin, and they were like 6 foot to 6 foot two tall, which is very tall for a Peruvian. I'm very proud and blessed to be able to study them because nobody else is. So that's an ongoing process.
Wow. Well, I can kind of understand academia avoiding that because it might lead to something like UFOs, ufology, aliens, who knows? Like when you say subspecies, it looks like a higher human species, and you're saying they were like the ruling class. Are you saying there's ordinary human beings and they were the ruling class, and then they got evaded, they'd be executed, you know, take over?
It was only the chiefly and spiritual class who had elongated skulls. Everybody else was normal looking. So the greater population of the Paracas were indigenous people of the area, but the Paracas nobility were completely different.
So they must have been higher intelligence if they're the nobility. And holy smokes, that is just astonishing. So it doesn't surprise me that they wouldn't be touching this since the night they discover something like that. Let's not touch that. It's going to change our whole understanding of human history. You know, it's too big.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And so that's why I'm exposing it mainly through YouTube, just so that other people in the world and Peruvians can have a look at it.
Wow. And what about the elongated skulls in ancient Egypt? There seems to be carvings of that, the big skull in Egypt. Do you think there's a connection there?
There are lots of carvings of them. That was during the time of Akhenaten. So I wrote a whole book about him because he's such an interesting character. But so far, I haven't seen an actually elongated skull in Egypt. It may very well be because they're being hidden from the public, because they don't fit in with the standard story of who the dynastic people were. But that's why we go back to Egypt once a year. And in future, it may very well be twice a year in order to get access to maybe private collections that have this kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's be my assumption as well, that they found them and hid them. I was reading that in the 18th century in Peru, they discovered these elongated skulls. So maybe they just couldn't hide it. It was sort of out of the way, and somehow it got out, so they couldn't suppress it in Peru. So we're blessed to have that. But you can see how they're ignoring it. If they could indicate like a more intelligent human species, that's astonishing to human history, that's such a thing. And you wonder, what else are they hiding? What else is out there in our history?
Oh, a lot. There's a lot that they're hiding.
Wow. Maybe I should save that for another episode. I'd love to have you back on the show whenever you have time. Like, it's a real honor. You're coming up almost an hour now. But yeah, is there anything else you would like to add? I mean, you got so much knowledge, things I couldn't think to ask of that you come up with, like you're talking about ancient India advanced carvings there. Anything else?
I'd love to come back, say, in 6 months, and we can discuss some more stuff if you want.
Yeah, let's do that. It's been great having you on, Brian. This has been an excellent episode. I just want to thank you, and people can find your website at hiddeninkatours.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thanks for being on the show, Brian.
My pleasure, Brian. Thank you.
Okay.
These videos are dependent upon listeners' support, so please donate at the link below. Please like and subscribe. You can copy these videos wherever you like.